Bro, you were losing debates to Charlie Kirk on stage in 2016. Charlie was like 12 years old. You would have killed yourself trying to come up in the era of Twitch that I come. You can't even handle LSF today. You can't even handle dual streaming on YouTube, and you're pretending like you could have survived in that environment. Oh my God.
And then he basically took on all of their audience and became their champion. And
oh, and then this is why I understand. Because my whole audience were just the neo-Nazis of old, but they're still neo-Nazis, even though I beat their neo-Nazis as a liberal and then took that audience, but they're all secret Nazis. Well, I guess because I'm a secret Nazi too.
Yeah, they have no base values at all, which is precisely the reason why they will cooperate with anyone and everyone.
Rape.
Cooperate with anyone and everyone. Like, I'm banned from Twitch, I'm demonetized on YouTube, I had like 7 accounts banned on X. Hassan has never been banned meaningfully from any platform in his life. And he had preferential treatment from Amazon and Bezos for his super elite Twitch contract. It was not a standard one, not even a standard partner one. Like, he gets cooperation from the Chinese government to fund his adventures overseas to do propaganda. I know he got paid a very pretty penny for his Qatar trip. He'll never publish that. But okay, bro. Yeah, I guess.
I actually kind of like what he's been doing as of late. I don't know why he blocked me. He used to hate my ass too. I'm pretty sure he's like a Destiny Orbiter. He's one of those like—
How do you know that? This is the Scrub King, right? How the fuck? How deep into my lore do you have to be to even know that? What the fuck? What? To know that Cameron was the Scrub King? It was a guy who does it? Jesus Christ. He sees me everywhere.
15-minute Hassan video? Oh, we never finished watching that. Because he's so boring.
I want
to
nothing to do
to.
With this weird
What is he?
Which he says is worse than Adolf Hitler. Vladimir Ilyich Lenin? Lenin was awesome. What the fuck? What's his problem? This guy, oh God, the limits of Hassan derangement syndrome. I'm shocked that they have not entertained this in the debate.
He's become Trump, like actually Trump.
Hassan derangement syndrome? Get up until this moment, because it creates incredible dunks like this. Because these guys unironically think I am like worse than Adolf Hitler. Destiny has literally said he would rather vote for Hitler than even Donald Trump, which he says is worse than Adolf Hitler, instead of someone like myself.
That I view Jeffrey Epstein.
I said that over Hassan? I feel like when I made the Hitler comment, I mean, obviously, not that context matters because he doesn't believe in anything and these people have no values. But I think the question was more, it was a weird question because they're like, who would you rather vote in? Was it between Hassan and Hitler? And then the next question was, that I had was like, are we assuming that like the political margins exist or that this person can enact any policy they want or whatever? Because that would change your answer significantly. And then I think I made the comment, something along the lines of like, I'd rather Hitler be elected than Trump or somebody, because I don't think the country is like super Nazi anti-Semitic. So if Hitler was elected as president, I don't think he'd get anything done because somebody would go with his agenda or something like that. But this was the, I don't remember when we did this. It was a long time ago.
Destroys the country. It'd be a byproduct of his stupidity and narcissism with Hassan. It would be ideological by design. He supports foreign.
Oh, at least he brings it up. Nice.
He said you're worse than Trump. Yeah, Destiny has said that. Hassan or Trump, who are you voting for if you had to pick? Trump is at least some vague notion of supporting America, however misguided it is. If he destroys the country, it'd be a byproduct of his stupidity and narcissism with Hassan. It would be ideological by design. He supports foreign terrorist groups, despises U.S. allies, supports historical revisionism, and pit U.S. adversaries in a better light, has admitted that he would ban opposing political parties in the United States and would lock his enemies forever in re-education camps if they didn't agree with his political ideology.
That's also true.
All of these people, if you were to ask them, like, wouldn't you put some of the fascists in re-education camps, would say yes at this
point. What? And that's his defense? What? What are the U.S. re-education camps? What does that mean? Also, I love how much he hides behind little weasel words. Wouldn't you put some who of the fascists? Who are fascists to you? To him, it's every liberal, by the way.
This point, by the way. What is this? Alleged pedophile Destiny says he's jealous of
Hassan Piker. Alleged pedophile Destiny, yes. Saying he's going to board a flotilla to Cuba. And a lot of you guys are saying there's no shot that he does that. He absolutely will do that. Flotillas are like the best. They're like the best pointless PR shit that you can ever do. That's probably the most Turkish thing he's ever done.
True.
Because flotillas love to go from Turkey to Israel to serve some. True. What you do is you call yourself a humanitarian aid flotilla. Half your ships or all of them are empty. You might have supplies in a single boat.
True.
And then all of you are like media trained and press ready. You're live streaming and broadcasting. You know that what you're doing is probably.
I'm surprised he's watching, I guess because he brought up that Twitter thing, a full clip of me explaining this rather than like a 7-second clip from the Destiny vs. Destiny TikTok account.
Legal or is going to get intercepted. It's basically like the grown up version of when Lauren Southern was with.
Yeah, far superior is my method, which is watching Hassan Piker clips while playing Ark Raiders and Malding. Also, did you guys notice he did a.
Because this is the. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait a minute. As opposed to Hassan, who's watching me play Ark Raiders.
Dog whistle at the behest of Israel there when he was like, Turkish people love going on flotillas to Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened the last time that took place? Israel slaughtered like 10 humanitarian activists. He's such a Israel.
You guys ever see the video for this? And you ever see how it's presented?
Fuck. Do I have this saved in my notes somewhere? I'm not gonna be able to find it.
This is a peaceful flotilla of peace-loving people who were on their way to the Gaza Strip as a sign of peace, and then Israel snuck up on them in the middle of the night and started attacking all these peaceful people. They had stun grenades? Wait, is this true? Holy shit, wait. I haven't seen footage from this angle before. And this is 15 years old, but it's also by the IDF, so who knows?
Fuck, where's the night vision one? Give me the night vision one! Oh, shit. IDF videos. Where they throw one of the dudes, I think, don't they throw one of the guys overboard as soon as he lands? These motherfuckers came ready to fight the flotilla people. God damn it. Somebody find it in my notes somewhere. But anyway, there was a group of people, they're looking to fight and stir shit up or whatever. These humanitarian things are always like a big virtue signal. They say that they're floating there because they're trying to deliver humanitarian aid to the people, but half the ships will be empty or all of them will be empty and it's just retarded as fuck. You could argue it's not retarded, I guess, if you think it's bringing attention to the issue, but I just don't like it when you're lying about everything you're doing. I feel like it's not good. Here's the video. Oh, it is. 1:22. It's a short video. So they try to get the they try to get these little rope things onto the deck, but I think they cut the first one. They managed to get the second one, and then all these guys are waiting with, I think it's chairs and pipes to fight with them. I think they managed to throw either the first one or one of them overboard. Peaceful protesters, by the way. They're ready to go. Kings. I think one of the IDF soldiers got shot, but I think the guns were either tossed overboard or never recovered for other reason, or maybe it was all made up. Maybe it was all fake from the IDF. Who knows? Because everything that comes from them is fake, so. Oh, this was a guy shooting thrown overboard. That's not funny. You could die. It's not good. Sorry. Or maybe he's not being thrown into the ocean. Maybe he's maybe he landed in that little boat and he's safe. Jesus. It's just funny though, because like when they talk about it, this is what Hassan was just referencing. They're like, they killed 10 peaceful protesters or whatever. Like, it's just like, okay, bro.
Writer, it is crazy. He's also still pining for Lauren Southern. Unsure what he's attempting to say because you're Turkish, huh? He knows how to...
That doesn't even make sense. In the context of that clip, I just compared something stupid Hassan is doing to something stupid that Lauren Southern did. How is that pining for Lauren Southern? Okay.
Needle you? Needle me? His hatred for his derangement, his Hassan derangement syndrome is so maxed out that it has caused literal people in his own orbit, people in his own sphere of influence to go, yeah, you're out of your mind, man. You're actually being a little weird about this.
Identity Europa or whatever in the little tugboat.
Yeah, comparing humanitarian aid flotillas to what this girl, this white nationalist, he like literally tried to, which was to intercept refugees to...
I'm comparing you disfavorably, both though. I'm not... what? Identity Europa or whatever in the little tugboat.
Influence to go, yeah, you're out of your... Fine, man. You're actually being a little weird about this.
Identity Europa or whatever in the little tugboat.
Yeah, comparing humanitarian aid flotillas to what this girl, this white nationalist, he like literally tried to, which was to intercept refugees to kill them.
What? Don't make me defend the fucking cringy white nationalist movements of fucking Europe that are all cringe. But the goal was to turn back the refugee ships at its strongest, right? I don't know if they ever thought they were going to be able to do it, but it was to make them go back, send these pictures, not intercept the ships and kill the people. They're in like little... bro, what?
Refugees that were trying to get to Europe to basically drop their boats, causing them to die. Many of those ships had children in them, for the record. Comparing that to the exact opposite is, of course, once again, demonstrating that his politics are so... hollow
with the little flare things or whatever. That's basically just like,
God, it's so many lies. Holy shit.
The grown-up version of that. Like, oh, we're gonna get in a flotilla that doesn't have any real humanitarian supplies in it, knowing we're never gonna reach this place.
Also, he's just making up the fact that there's no humanitarian supplies in it.
We know that we're violating some naval blockade or some naval thing.
I
don't even know if... I'm pretty sure you can just sail to Cuba as well. Like, as long as you don't come from the United States. I think if you do, it probably doesn't matter. Is there an actual fucking Navy blockade? Are there ships here that are ready to blow you up if they see you sailing from the U.S. to Cuba? I don't know. I've never heard of it. Maybe there is, and I just don't know about it. But
more specific with him wanting to fight supremacists.
Maybe there might be something different now that Trump mobilized shit in the Caribbean or whatever for Venezuela or whatever. Maybe now there might be some weird stuff. Maybe.
Just wanted to and suck every Nazi, for the record. Nick Fuentes, Sam Hyde, possibly at some level, because they did collaborate, and definitely Lauren Southern.
True.
You despise him at a personal level. He lets it completely...
He's just mags. I'm calling out for fucking children at that brothel when he was making the bro tip videos on how to rape girls after drugging them at parties at frats in college. He's just mad that he got called out for that, but that's okay, buddy.
Warp his political ideology and paints all his you mean he despises me as at a personal level, right? Because like I think his worldview is disgusting. I think his
what is my worldview? Like pedophilia and hate Hassan. All Destiny does is pedophile and hate Hassan, I guess.
I think the way he operates is disgusting in general. Like, I think he's a freakish little perv.
The way that I operate? What does that even mean? I like how it's always just these vague... This is what I mean. No more they-thems. No more vague shit. Give examples. What are we talking about?
But if he was like a normal liberal who didn't spend every waking moment trying to like talk about how I should be killed by his cult, like sex cult fans or whatever the fuck.
Where it's like so many personal things. Holy shit.
It would be, I wouldn't give a shit, right? He also doesn't comprehend.
Every waking moment we're planning in DGG how to kill Hassan. Every moment of our lives is dedicated to this. True.
Like a big component of this flotilla is not even just bringing in humanitarian aid, which of course exists in the flotilla. But it's beyond that, it's actually to bring awareness of the blockade.
Oh, because nobody knows about Cuba. Thank you, Omi. Yes. Thank you. Cuba? I thought that was up in the Arctic. I didn't know that. Thank you, bro.
That is also taking place. Like the activism there is twofold. Not only are you bringing in much needed humanitarian supplies, but you're also showcasing the everyday existence of Cubans. It's like the PR and the visibility is a big component of this.
The everyday existence of Cubans is floating on a ship? Why not go to Cuba and do some content, little bro? Tons of people do.
And then once we get intercepted, we can complain that it's a human rights violation, you know, repeat ad infinitum. And then if you're really, really lucky, someone on your boat will get shot by some kind of Navy U.S. Coast Guard or something like
that. Why would that be lucky?
That, and you have a huge media attention for you.
Wait, was a right-wing woman trying to actually kill refugees? Yeah, this is back in the day. Identity Europa is a neo-Nazi group. And Lauren Southern, this white nationalist YouTuber that Destiny has...
He's so obsessed with where he thinks my dick is going. He's so obsessed with me on a personal level. Maybe he's gay. Would be the first time.
Was a part of that, and she was throwing up flares at, like, refugee boats. They were shooting flares at a refugee boat. Bro, when you say stuff like this, I can't begin to explain how disgusting of a refugee boat. Bro, when you...
If you let D hit, you wouldn't have this issue. Not every Nazi. If you let him suck you, you wouldn't have this issue, bro. Let D hit and you won't have these... I don't know what this hit Hassan, like, fuck him, or... I don't even know what this is.
Say stuff like this. Like, when you say stuff like this, I can't begin to explain how disgusting of a repulsive freak you are for saying dumb... like that. Let him hit, bro. Let him hit. Like, I understand that you're trying to make a joke about Destiny being a creepy little pervert.
How can you get mad at your audience for making jokes like that when you're constantly obsessed with my cock? Like, I don't understand how you can get my... No shit they're gonna make comments like that when you're constantly talking about every place you fantasize about my dick going. I don't understand why he is so surprised. What do you think's gonna happen?
But it's gross. Fallen H3 fans...
What the fucking virtue signal? What?
Shit too, and I hate them. Yeah, I despise that shit. I want nothing to do with this weird freak who then is literally...
Why not either not talk about me at all? You're obsessed, Hassan. You do. You know a lot of lore about me. It's very fucking weird. Or you could just engage with my political points instead of being obsessed with my cock all the time, maybe?
A predator. His entire worldview is repulsive to me. He's a bad person. He's a bad father. I mean, objectively a bad father. His son is now a neo-Nazi.
True.
And it's directly a consequence of like him not paying him any attention whatsoever.
True.
He's just a bad person in general. He is an egomaniacal loser.
And the reality, bring up my kiwi farm so you can do some more psychoanalysis if you want.
The matter is, if his politics weren't dog shit and if he wasn't like a weird sociopath who constantly uses and abuses people.
True. So, yep, that's true.
Has engaged in a litany of possible sex crimes.
Okay, true. Okay, anything else we got here?
Procured sea salmon shit. I wouldn't have any issue with this person at all if he was just like a regular...
Tax fraud. I'm surprised he didn't bring up my expired license plates for 7 years or whatever in my car. That's technically a misdemeanor crime.
As lib.
And this one I've admitted to on stream.
Why the f*** would I ever bring him up? Yeah, if he has a child. He has no redeemable quality. He was just like a regular ass lib. Why the f*** would I ever bring him up?
So I have to bring him up because he's a sex criminal? Or I don't even know what the point of that was.
Yeah, if he has a child. He has no redeemable qualities. He's just a decent debater. And for a lot of these like weird...
A decent debater. Oh, it hurts him so much to say that.
Freaks on the internet. That's all that matters for them. Because they see it as blood sports. It's a holdover from the neo-Nazi back and forth like blood sports community back in the day, which Destiny would debate all the time. And he basically... became their god because he defeated all of these other dumbasses because they're all very stupid Nazis.
I am the best debater of my size in the world. That's true. I am. Stay mad, okay? I'll accept any challenge from any person, at least of my platform or larger, on any platform.
It wasn't like an impressive feat at all because they were all incredibly stupid.
You were losing debates to Charlie Kirk on stage in 2016. Charlie was like 12 years old. You would have killed yourself trying to come up in the era of Twitch that I come. You can't even handle LSF today. You can't even handle dual streaming on YouTube, and you're pretending like you could have survived in that environment. Oh my god.
And then he basically took on all of their audience and became their champion. And
oh, and then this is why I understand. Because my whole audience were just the neo-Nazis of old, but they're still neo-Nazis, even though I beat their neo-Nazis as a liberal and then took that audience, but they're all secret Nazis. And, well, I guess because I'm a secret Nazi too.
And in the process, like, the community's interest in blood sports never really went away. And now every single day that goes by, he will every now and then debate another person. Sometimes if he loses to a person that is more knowledgeable than them, he will sick his audience on them forever.
This is Hassan behavior, by the way. I don't even have an audience and can do this. I wish I did sometimes. No, I'm glad I don't. But like, this is what the snarky left people do. The idea of like sicking audiences onto people forever. You can tell just by the way that he talks about me and the amount of lore that he's invested in me for.
And they will just like engage in a cyber stalking operation where they just like...
This is what his audience does.
Try to smear that person over and over again, myself.
This is what his audience does. Like, I can see... We can go and find fucking Hutch's Twitter and you can see them arguing with anti-fans of mine every single day. Like, they're in
Peace Goes chat. They're in Hutch's chat. They're in the Lib and Learn chat. They're in all of these Discords. Like, you can watch them all move. Like, it's so fucking obvious. Like, what is the equivalent from the DGG side?
Included. Michael from Pennsylvania is another great example. He's a skilled orator exclusive.
Michael? Wait, Mike from here? Wait, what about him?
It's on them forever. And they will just, like, engage in a cyber stalking operation where they just, like, try to smear that person over and over again, myself included. Michael from Pennsylvania is another great example.
I don't think we care about Mike from PA. We make fun of him every now and then when he pops up, especially when he's attacking us. But what do we talk about from Mike from PA constantly? If he goes hard, or if he brings me up, every now and then we'll run through his couch punching scenario because it's funny. But he's the one who wants to fight me online, but then never wants to have a conversation. Like, I would have no problem debating him if you wanted to.
He's a skilled orator exclusively because he is very confident. Very, very confident. But obviously when he...
What is this fucking... This is the craziest fucking cope. Holy shit.
He met his match, someone who was far superior in intellect and far more knowledgeable than him, like Norm Finkelstein. He got ritualistically humiliated on the timeline.
True. And now he's going to show Norm Finkelstein dominating me through some factual argument.
Mr. Bunnell, don't change the subject.
How close has 242 gotten to the Palestinian peace?
You have no idea what you're talking about. It's just so embarrassing. At least have some humility. Between us, we've read maybe 10,000 books on the topic, and you've read 2 Wikipedia entries, and you start talking about Chapter 6. Do you know what Chapter 7 is?
You know, flew too close to the sun, and he hasn't really recovered since then, and he is...
Got me, I guess. Okay. By the way, what have we learned here? Credential citing is always a sign of weakness, especially if you're losing an argument.
Still very much pro-Israel. He just takes the worst positions possible. He's basically like...
Oh, also,
the loyalists, like the unionists in the north of Ireland, simply assuming.
Oh, and the Irish relations because of the pro-Pally positions they have. Ugh.
The wrong side of every political equation.
Every single one, optimally, yes.
Why do you still cover this guy? He's more irrelevant than ever. I don't get the point of highlighting him as some important all-controlling figure. He still has a pretty reliable network of cyber stalkers.
Who? Unless maybe he's including Dan.
And the only reason why his influence has actually fallen apart is due to his own actions, like harming his own community members and harming his own like content creators that have come out of his own community. And now they're all eating his ass alive. So every now and then...
All of them are? Like you? People who came out of my community?
And harming his own like content creators that have come out of his own community. And now they're all eating his ass alive. So every now and then I want to prop up the people who are doing that, you know? But a lot of the anti-Hassan...
Oh, what, like Gistical? The guy who used to shit on you constantly but is now trying to... It's so funny that he, like, outwardly admits this, too. Yeah, I will prop up people that I think are fighting against destiny, even if they're neo-Nazis, which he does, by the way.
Like, a lot of the Hassan derangement syndrome, he is at the heart.
Why is he even covering you? You were traveling for all drama, so it's not like you have been hitting him that hard compared to Hutch. Because everything has to tie back to me. And Hassan has had a lot of success in trying to tie people back to me. Like I said, I think this is why I call Ethan a pedophile all the time. He fucks his kids or whatever. It's because Ethan gave in because he's a spineless fucking hack to this type of attack where he's like, no, I'm not like Destiny. Destiny doesn't get me talking about. I seriously think me and Ethan have traded 2 messages. I think I've gotten 1 message from Ethan in my entire lifetime. And it was that Twitter convo. It was like 2 messages back and forth about the, I don't even remember. This is right after the Israel war thing. But he's like, Hassan is convinced. Or maybe he's not actually convinced. Maybe he just knows that this is a good tactic. That if you try to rope people in with me enough, eventually you can get them to like start seeing the same hallucinations that Hassan sees. Because, fuck, what was the... There was some drama that came up with Hassan. Fuck, I wish I could remember what this was. I feel like his community, or he might have tried to blame me for it, but I was like traveling when it broke. I didn't cover any of it initially. And he was trying to, I think he was trying to pin it on me. I'm trying to remember what the drama was though. It was like a couple months ago. Was it the dog thing? Oh, it might've been the shot collar thing. Oh, fuck.
Heard of. He has no morals, no principles, no values. He supports the opposite of whatever he thinks you support. Pure spite-based.
True.
Politics. Yeah, 100%.
Like, there's more stuff posted online that substantiates all of my beliefs, little bro.
While he is utterly irrelevant in the grand scheme of things, the reality of the matter is he still very much has a bunch of, like, these edgelord centrist content creators like, a steady flow of Hassan content because they basically use all the talking points that they create in his subreddit. So he has a fairly sophisticated smearing and outrage manufacturing operation that transcends far beyond his own personal growth and his own personal clout. Many of those guys don't want to do work. And they've realized that, like, making Hassan derangement syndrome style commentary is going to secure them at least like 200,000 likes, or I mean 200,000 views on YouTube.
Is he referring to? Is this supposed to be an attack at Hutch here or Lonerbox or?
And it's the easiest place to go to. Is like the subreddits that he occupies. The subreddits is community brigades aggressively. You're everything he thought he could be in.
What subreddit? There's the Destiny subreddit, and then my fan base has a presence on LSF. But every large streamer's fan base has a presence there. So, as opposed to lefty, tanky child rapist types like Hassan, where they own like fucking half of Reddit. Like Fao Moy, every fucking politics related subreddit, every economics related subreddit. Like I feel like so many different subreddits on
Is it FOMOI? I don't know how to fucking pronounce it. Subreddit. There's so many huge. The subreddit drama, a lot of the meta subs, like all of these are ran by super far lefty tanky types.
I'll never forgive you for being that. Yes. Overlap with Nazis too. Very liberal Asmophobes audience. Yeah. They have no base values at all.
FOMOI.
Which is precisely the reason why they will cooperate with anyone and everyone. Is the base
thought. Like what? Like.
They have. You're everything he thought he could be, and I'll never forgive you for being that. Yes. Overlap with Nazis too. Very liberal Asmophobes audience. Yeah. They have no base values at all. Which is precisely the reason why they will cooperate with anyone and everyone.
Cooperate with anyone and everyone. Like, I'm banned from Twitch. I'm demonetized on YouTube. I had like 7 accounts banned on X. Hassan has never been banned meaningfully from any platform in his life. And he had preferential treatment from Amazon and Bezos for his super elite Twitch contract. It was not a standard one, not even a standard partner one. Like, he gets cooperation from the Chinese government to fund his fucking adventures overseas to do propaganda. I know he got paid a very pretty penny for his Qatar trip. He'll never publish that. But okay, bro. Yeah, I guess.
His debate style is to come at you with all the stats and facts is easily defeated by not using any facts or stats. Just hit him with a nah, bro. You're lying. Dude sucks. Wait, what? He doesn't actually approach the subject matter with like a full assessment of all the facts. He just cherry picks data points and then mass produces them.
Like, it's so much cope. It's like cope after cope after cope after cope after cope after cope. Like, tear into some then. Like, notice how when he brought up that whole 10 peaceful people or the 10 protesters that got killed by the IDF assassinated, and I said, well, I think that's a lie. And I can show you a video of the IDF boarding that ship and the people on that boat that were attacking the IDF as they were coming on and throwing them fucking overboard and shit. Notice how, like, that's a factual claim that I can make to counter the single factual claim that you made here. I can't show that I don't like children or fucking kids like you do. I don't know how I would demonstrate that I don't enjoy that. But I mean, like, I can't even counter anything else here. It's all just like random personal attacks. A 15-minute video that he decided to upload. This is a worthy upload. Or maybe this isn't his channel. Maybe it's another channel. I don't know.
Galloping. He goes to Wikipedia pages and tries to craft the most successful, most reliable narrative. Yeah.
Then own me on it. Like, if I'm so wrong on all these things, then own me on it. Like, I smacked the fuck out of Norm Dickstein when we had our conversation. Then own me on it, bro.
It's cool. Adam interviewed Clavicular and mogged his ass. Aren't these people literally living off of you? Yes. I have a large audience. And I understand that when you have a large audience, there can be people that either are antagonistic towards your position and try to like farm hatred off of whatever you say by lying about your positions over and over again, or they could actually be.
Well, who's lying about your positions? You can't just say they're lying about my positions and then go, it's out of context, 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 over and over and over and over again.
Supportive. They could actually try and understand what my position is, and maybe
your positions are indecipherable, bro. You mask on depending on who you're talking to in a ton of different places. Tons of people have made huge videos analyze your political positions. You have none. There's a reason why you're too scared to confront anybody about them. Or he does, but he has to lie about them. And when I say Hassan lies about his positions, we know this because we've seen videos where he says he lies about his positions in order to radicalize people more further to the left.
We agree with it. And so I have to do better at
also, when he says I'm spite-based, there are people that Hassan literally hates and has said that he'll never platform. The bad empanada person is a great example of it. But then when they're against me, now all of a sudden they're making stops on his stream. And now that they're not attacking me anymore, but they're being critical of Hassan, now they're persona non grata again. And Hassan's like, we don't do anything with bad empanada. He was shitting on the squirrel girl on Twitter a week ago because she was tweeting stuff critical of Hassan.
I have to do better at, supporting other content creators that are in this ecosystem that aren't shitheads.
Oh, hard one. Because Hassan doesn't want to support anybody with any level of clout that's less than his. This is why when I got banned from Twitch, like, the politics scene on Twitch basically fucking died. Vosh won't support anybody, and Hassan absolutely will never share clout with anybody. I was the only person who would do smaller panels or talk to smaller creators. Like, even for Hassan's orbiters, they're true orbiters. They never make contact with the planet. He doesn't do content with Frogan or with Denims or with Caseytron or with Mike from PA. I think he's had Mike from PA on like twice, maybe, for like a 30-minute call, not even. But Hassan won't share clout with anybody.
Because I realized that, let's be real, for a lot of these dudes, it's about who they are orbiting. Like, it's not about politics that much. It's more so about clout. Let's be real. And
the projection, bro.
I will
there's so much so much Destiny clout, bro. Like, what you can monkey branch. Once you're in with Destiny, who's next? Obama? Gandhi? The ghost of Einstein?
The only reason why a lot of Destiny's community fell apart is directly because they did start having political disagreements that were born out of, like, Hassan derangement syndrome and also...
Oh, I thought it was because a girl in her hoe phase was in denial about it and decided to have her, you know, wealthy daddy baby her through a lawsuit at the urging of her insane fucking fellow crazy white woman friend. But maybe it was just political disagreements. True.
It's that much. It's more so about clout. Let's be real. And I will say the only reason why a lot of Destiny's community fell apart is directly because they did start having political disagreements that were born out of, like, Hassan derangement syndrome and also Destiny being ruthless to a lot of the people that were in his immediate vicinity, a lot of content creators that he, like, f***ed over.
I have built so many careers maybe more than any other individual politics streamer easily. I don't know for Twitch people maybe, because like the awesome streamers would help each other. But there are so many people that I put on the map that I supported in like a variety of ways. What a crazy statement to make. Hassan included, by the way.
Had Torres tweet against you way beyond simple cloud chasing? What do you mean? It definitely became a much larger problem though after October 7, because Israel is the only Israel is basically the only country with like, you know, country level power that will also engage in this kind of like serial harassment, doxing, and mass deplatforming initiative. So they basically fucking joined forces in this like.
No one is going after you like that, bro. The only person who cares about you is Dan, because Dan doesn't give a fuck about politics. He just personally hates Hassan. Nobody's trying to deplatform Hassan because Hassan is not a threat to anybody. This is why Hassan will never get banned from Twitch, will never get banned from YouTube, will never be demonetized from any of these places. Hassan is not a threat. If anything, you're controlled opposition. Nobody's scared of you. Nobody cares about you. There's a reason why nobody on Fox News or Donald Trump, nobody's tweeting about you. Nobody gives a fuck about anything you do. You're controlled opposition. Everybody on the right loves that people like you exist on the left. They view you as a net positive because they know that you people have no desire for political power, and all you'll do is constantly hamper the left in every single thing they do. And occasionally, when they need to throw a bone to their own audience, they can spotlight some crazy retarded shit that you do and then try to pretend that all Democrats believe that. Like, that's it.
In this perfect unity. Also, Israel, not exactly known for being anti-Israel either. Israel also known for working with Nazis. So it was a perfectly harmonious relationship. Yeah, this person is also one of...
Technically, that would have been the issue. That would have been pre-Israel, not Israel itself. If you're referring to the pre-IDF forces, that it's okay.
Of like Destiny's Orbiters, but I actually kind of like what he's been doing as of late. I don't know why he blocked me. He used to hate my ass too. I'm pretty sure he's like a Destiny Orbiter. He's one of those like...
How do you know that? This is the Scrub King, right? How the fuck, how deep into my lore do you have to be to even know that? What the fuck? What? To know that Cameron was the Scrub King? It was a guy who does... Jesus Christ. He sees me everywhere.
Nazis. So it was a perfectly harmonious relationship. Yeah, this person is also one of like Destiny's Orbiters, but I actually kind of like what he's been doing as of late. I don't know why he blocked me. He used to hate my ass too. I'm pretty sure he's like a Destiny Orbiter. He's one of those like super libbed up guys, but I do appreciate his takes against the Trump administration, including defending AOC. Have you ever seen the New York Times quote Trump word for word like this before? The double standard is insufferable. It's perfectly correct. This is an absolutely correct statement. Adam Wren did this on purpose. I think this is such a, I think this is a, this is an editorial decision. Make no mistake. This, what they're doing, what Adam Wren is doing here at the New York Times, is an editorial decision. Journalists will always clean up quotes. They don't put the ahs and ums in there. They always clean up quotes. And they do it for Trump all the time. They did it for Joe Brandon all the time as well. They did this because they don't really the AOC, I assume. They did it.
It would depend on what came before or after this. If they're trying to make the point that she stumbled here, then of course they're not going to truncate the quote. They're going to, or I don't know if truncate is appropriate here. They're not going to clean up the or edit the quote down. They're going to leave in the uhs and ums because they're trying to make a point that she stumbled on an answer. I don't know what came before or after though, because it's just a fucking picture.